Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Good time to bring in Shamina Smith, who I know has firm views on that one. Hi, Shamina.
Kia ora, Jesse. How are you?
Good. Hey, really nice to talk to you. You will save our chat about cell phones and mental health for another day, I reckon. Let's talk about Sherlock & Co.
Yes, Sherlock & Co. It's a weekly audio drama series that puts a modern twist on Arthur Conan Doyle's classic Sherlock Holmes story.
Fantastic.
So like in the original stories, we hear from Dr. John Watson as the fictional narrator. But in this series, he's a true crime podcaster. The quintessentially modern form of storytelling.
I love that.
And week by week, Watson, he puts together a 30 to 45 minute podcast episode about his adventures with Sherlock. And, you know, these involve classic staples of modern day London life, such as travelling around on the tube and going to pub quizzes and, of course, scrolling on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
So all of that in the show Sherlock & Co.
What a lovely idea. It's obviously set in modern times.
Yes. Yeah. And what I really like about it as well is that it doesn't try to reinvent the wheel and come up with, you know, a whole lot of new Sherlock stories, some of the other modern Sherlock adaptations out there. Instead, it just takes all of these fabulous original canon stories and then puts a modern spin on them. So, for example, the classic Adventure of the Noble Bachelor is modernized by featuring an influencer-type guy who goes by the name The Noble Bachelor, and he writes books about, you know, how to be a modern man and that
right,
sort of thing.
Yeah.
And he comes to Sherlock and Watson because his bride has gone missing. Other ones, you know, include The Illustrious Client, The Blue Carbuncle, Silver Blaze. So Sherlock fans out there, they'll recognise all of these classic short story names. And, yeah, they all get a modern-day treatment in Sherlock & Co.
Yeah. Lots to say about this one. First of all, fictional podcasts. I tried some of those early ones. There was one with David Schwimmer in it, and I was like, this is just, it feels too weird. Felt like I was listening to a soap opera or something. But this is fictional, but I guess they've sort of got around that by treating it as a podcast, right? So you don't have that same kind of level of disbelief to suspend.
Yeah, exactly. Like there is no sort of pretending that it's not a podcast.
Yeah.
You hear them pick up and put down the microphone, and Watson, he's like, give us 5 stars and follow me on Twitter. And, you know, like it's actually all part of the show to be like, he is becoming, you know, he's returned from war and now he's a true crime podcaster. Like that's all kind of part of it, which is it's quite fun. And I think they've done a really good job of it.
Who's made it?
A company, it's called Goalhanger Podcasts. So they're a big UK podcast network who are more commonly known for politics and history podcasts,
uh-huh.
Like The Rest is History is quite a popular one, or Empire, which is one that I reviewed a little while back with you. So scripted fiction is very much a new territory for them, but they've done a really top-notch job with it. The scripting and voice acting is really terrific. It's very funny. Quite a few moments where I've just, laughed out loud while listening to it. Also, just learned about an hour ago that the voice actor that plays Watson is a New Zealand guy called Paul Waggett. So, he actually sounds a lot like Martin Freeman. I kind of initially thought it was Martin Freeman, but no, it's a Kiwi guy.
Oh, so, how cool. Very cool. We'll have to look him up. Thank you. Helen Lewis has left the chat. This looks like a real goodie.
Yeah, so this is a new BBC Radio 4 series hosted by the British journalist Helen Lewis, and where she explores how instant messaging has influenced and changed our lives in both good ways and in not so good ways.
Love that. lives, I've got to say, particularly the lives of parents are dominated by instant messaging these days. My wife just sits here on a Sunday night and her phone just starts going from WhatsApp groups from school mums, from the school band, from the soccer team. It's probably partly my fault for letting her have all those responsibilities. But yeah, it is, as you say, it's a huge part of modern life.
Yeah, integral to all of our lives, I think. And like, this is what I really like about this show is that I feel like we've heard a lot of podcast series already looking at like social media and how that's affecting us, or, you know, what you're talking about before as well with cell phones. Like, we're kind of focusing a lot on those things. But actually, instant messaging, I think, is arguably more ubiquitous than something like social media, because I think I know a bunch of people who've decided not to be on social media anymore, but they can't escape instant messaging.
No.
You know, there's no escape, unless you decide to just, I don't know, write emails to people or letters or something, and, you know, good luck with that. But, yeah, and so I think she does a really good job kind of looking at all of the different ways in which, you know, it's affected our behavior and our social relations in, like, you know, subtle ways, but also really big ways as well. You know, she's talked to some of the creators of little functions like, you know, when you see somebody else is typing in response to your messages, you know, talking to people who first sort of came up with that concept.
Yeah.
That people have, like, you know, or the creators who came up with the red receipt, you know, and who thought, you know, and it's interesting that they kind of, at the time, they were like, oh, this is a cool thing, and not really thinking about how, you know, the almost like, yeah, like how it affects our relationships with people, because everyone knows what it feels like to be left on red, you know? Like, so, yeah, it kind of takes that, you know, almost sociological approach to this technology and dives into it from all sorts of angles.
Really good. Helen Lewis has left the chat. She's had an interesting career as a journalist as well, but one you can go deep on if you want to find out a bit more about her. And she's done plenty of podcasts before too.
Yeah, so she's done a few now. One from a few years ago that I really enjoyed called The New Gurus. And so, you know, kind of similar, looking at like modern technology and how it affects our everyday lives. But this one, you know, you're kind of looking at, you know, productivity gurus, or, you know, yeah, like modern gurus, basically. And yeah, there's a big element where she thinks about how technology plays a role there. So she's really thoughtful and smart, but she's also really funny. A lot of her scripting is really, you know, yeah. Laugh out loud moments in this podcast as well, especially the first episode. I just, yeah, really, if you're going to listen to one, listen to the first episode. It's very, very funny.
Oh,
all
lovely.
About WhatsApp mishaps. But yes, it's a great show.
I think that's one real advanced podcast I've made in the last few years, in that podcasts have always been funny. You know, I downloaded Ricky Gervais's podcast with Stephen Merchant. Like I could not keep a straight face walking along the street listening to that. Like, genuinely belly laughing. But the idea of bringing that to a scripted podcast, I think that takes a little bit more skill. But again, because people are aware of the sort of the artifice of it. But increasingly, you do get really, really cleverly and humorously scripted podcasts more and more often. This is obviously one of them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for this one, it's, you know, like a non-fiction scripted podcast. But yeah, I think a lot of it comes down to like timing and pacing, you know, like, and just...
Yeah,
that's a really big thing that I think sometimes people don't kind of, you know, people are like, oh, I'm going to make a podcast about something, and then kind of maybe get that side of things wrong. And that can really mess up the listening experience completely if you don't have that, you know, yeah, that pacing down.
Have
and
you,
all of her shows have really got that pacing nailed.
Yeah, thanks, Shamina. Have you come across a podcast by The Economist called Boss Class?
No, I haven't.
Ah, that is so funny. Seven-parter. The guy who writes their weekly column on management, it's a podcast on how to be a better manager. So he speaks to people from all around the world, and he's just got that dry British wit that... you know, he'll be interviewing someone and they'll be chatting away, and then he'll just kind of lean in as the narrator and make some absolutely devastating comment. Strong recommend from me, Boss Class, although I think you have to pay to get the later episodes, which is when I bailed, as usual. Thanks, Shamina. Great to talk to you.
Thanks, Jesse. Talk to you next time.
This is Shamina Smith. Helen Lewis has left the chat. And Sherlock and Co.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to Quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.